Buddhism, as we all know, is one of the three great universal religions of the world, the other two being Christianity and Islam. It's also the greatest, the most highly influential, the best known of all the spiritual traditions of the East. When you think of the wisdom of the East, if you think of it at all, you think of the figure of the Buddha. And in much the same way, the philosophy, the thought of Nietzsche is one of the most important philosophies or lines of thought that the West so far has produced. In fact, one might even say, one might even go so far as to say, that as a point of departure, at present, the philosophy, the thought of Nietzsche, is the most important of all that the West, certainly the modern West, has produced. Now, most of you are already acquainted with Buddhism, the fundamentals of its teaching, its basic practices, its basic exercises. And some of you, I know, are even well acquainted with Buddhism. So tonight I'm not going to say anything directly on this part of the subject. I'm not going to give you, to begin with, an exposition of what we mean by Buddhism. What I propose to do is to say, first of all, a few words about the life and the work of Nietzsche, and then to proceed at once to one of the central conceptions of his thought. That is to say, the conception of the Superman, single inverted commas. And after this, we'll compare his conception of the Superman and allied ideas with some of the ideas expounded in the course of these lectures. In other words, we'll be comparing Nietzsche's thought, especially to the Superman, with this whole subject of the higher evolution of man, as well as with Buddhism as the embodiment, the exemplification of that higher evolution. And I must say, to start with, and here we have perhaps just another little fragment of autobiography, I must say that I'm personally very glad to be able to make this comparison of Buddhism with Nietzsche's thought via the conception of the Superman. I became acquainted with Nietzsche, with his writings, when I was about 18 and a half. And at that time I happened to be in the army. Now I remember very well that one day I had the day off. And I remember I took advantage of the day off and I went to Box Hill in Surrey, a famous beauty spot, as many of you know. And it was a glorious summer's day. And I climbed up to the top of Box Hill and I lay there in the brilliant sunshine on the grass and read Thus Spake Zarathustra. Now remember, if I can remember even now, the tremendous impression made upon me then by this work, Thus Spake Zarathustra, generally considered Nietzsche's most famous and popular work. And as I read those words, as I read those sentences, as some of you know, they're not only profound thought, but very beautiful poetry, and as I looked up at the blue sky, it seemed almost as though the words of Zarathustra, the words of Nietzsche, were written across the blue sky in scarlet letters. So I've entertained a sort of weakness, if you like, for Nietzsche ever since, and have returned to him, read him from time to time.